Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Top for Top, written and read by Lou Kane. Denny pulled himself into consciousness with a reluctance softened only by the warm, familiar body beside them. Dreaming had left them hungry and hard amidst soft pillows and blankets and even softer company. They curled against Mac's back, planting soft kisses along sharp shoulder blades as they experimentally thrust it against his ass. So many of their mornings began this way, one of them testing the waters before either was fully awake, their skin dappled with the rays of a barely risen sun. Like every morning before this one, suggestion quickly grew in Danny's mind until their breathing came in short gasps, their upper body stilled in an attempt to rein in mounting desire even as their hips swayed. A coughed laugh brought them up short, and their stomachs swooped at the lazy smile spread across the sliver of Max's face visible to them at this angle. "You're topping me this morning, huh?" Danny pressed himself into Max and leaned forward to drop a kiss on his cheek. "I don't see you putting up much of a fight." "Oh?" The word had barely escaped Max before he was flipping around, bringing their faces so close that peach fuzz tickled Danny's cheek as his hardness brushed against their thigh. Drunk with desire, Danny didn't have time for more than a startled gasp before their lips were claimed in a brutal kiss. Mouths and bodies battled for dominance, stoking the fire raging beneath Danny's skin until Max got the upper hand. With him straddling their waist, their wrists pinned to the mattress, Danny couldn't stop themselves from enjoying a moment's reprieve. A single sigh before a softer kiss. A smug grin was Max's only reply, and the heat between Danny's legs grew at the sight of their sleep-must partner glowing from his position of victory. "See?" Max asked. "You get distracted too easily to top." Danny scowled. It was one thing to know it was true. It was another to be called on it. "I do not." "And yet, here you are." Max squeezed Danny's wrist just enough to hurt. "Beneath me, because you let your guard down for nothing more than a kiss." "You just know my buttons too well." Max's smirk grew. "Sounds like another reason I should be topping." Danny growled at the taunting, bucking their hips hard and fast. They would have laughed at the look of shock on Max's face as he was thrown off balance, but they were too busy wrestling for control. They twisted and turned, grabbing hold of a wrist, thigh, stomach, but neither of them could get enough traction until finally, Danny found himself on top. Max was trapped on his stomach and squirming to get free, so Danny grabbed the back of his neck and pushed it into the mattress. Their other hand grabbed his hip hard enough to leave bruises, but they both liked that. And by the sounds escaping Max, the stillness moving over his body other than the slight raise of hips, the shift of his ass, the need pulsing off him, it looked like he liked it enough to mean Danny had won the morning. They flattened their body against Max's back, relishing their victory as they ran down the length of their boyfriend and enjoyed the feeling of skin against skin. When they reached his ear, they whispered, "I'm gonna fuck you now." As Max whimpered his assent, Danny slowly and steadily began. The softness of Max's skin after the hardness of muscles and teeth and dominance sent Danny quickly spinning past control. They thrust it into Max with abandon, both of them moaning as their fight was forgotten in the wake of clear roles of fucking and being fucked. Biting down on Max's shoulder, Danny claimed him before coming with a shudder. Panting, they rolled off Max and onto their back. Head turned to meet a half-lidded gaze, Danny couldn't stop the smile spreading across their face. "See," Danny said, "you always love when I top." Max grinned. "Good thing I know all the right buttons to push." If you liked that, you can find more of me at louisekanewrites.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.